Joining me now on the phone, I am so pleased to be talking with the new head coach of the Saskatchewan Rattlers, Larry Abney. First off, coach, thank you so much for joining me here this afternoon. Going into this season, just how excited are you for it to finally get underway?
Oh, I'm super excited. This is a great opportunity for myself, a great opportunity for the fans of Saskatoon. We're looking to put an incredible product on the floor, and it's all coming together. It's been, a lot of work leading up to it, but we'll be ready on the night of season opener, and it's nothing more exciting happening right now.
Just out of curiosity, have you ever been this far out west in Canada? Have you ever been to Saskatoon or Saskatchewan before?
No, I haven't. I do have family in Calgary. I also have family on the East Coast in Ontario. So I've been out there. I proposed to my wife in Banff. So I've explored Canada, but never Saskatoon. I've heard amazing things about it. I'm looking forward to seeing what it looks like when it doesn't get dark till 10 o'clock at night, and the aurora lights and all the hiker trails. Amazing things, so I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Aside from the team, what's the number one thing that has you excited about coming out to Saskatoon to coach the Rattlers?
I mean, again, my total focus has been on the team. So when you say aside from the team, again, like I had the opportunity as a player to travel all over the world and become a part of different communities. I've made friends that, places where I'm still friends with them 20 and 30 years later, and just building those relationships, meeting the people of Saskatoon and hopefully forging those type of relationships that last a long time, a lifetime. So outside of the basketball, I'd have to say that's probably what I'm most looking forward to.
It's been very busy for you and the rest of the team. Even today, you guys announced another signing. Going to be a different looking team by the looks of it compared to last year. What's been the most challenging thing coming into this organization and putting out a grade A product on the court?
Well, it's a very short time to, from the time that, I was brought on to find a roster that could fit my style of play. One of the ideas that we discussed when I first came on was, do we bring back the entire team from last year? Although a lot of those guys were great guys, very talented players, Barry and I agreed that, we kind of wanted a fresh start, and it's going to be a challenge to bring a new core of guys on a court together to learn each other in just 20 games and try and win a championship. Some of these teams in the CWA have been together, they got their core group together, and so they'll have, seasons a head start ahead of us. But I'm confident with the players that we brought in that they're all super hard workers, and we're going to close that gap really fast.
And I have no question that this is going to be a great team and a great team to watch. Last question I'll leave with you. Is playoffs and competing for a championship, is that a realistic goal and expectation for this team going forward?
100%. What would be the purpose? Like, why would the guys get out of bed without that carrot in front of them? Again, I brought... all the guys that I brought are all very, very high competitors. And again, they're all professionals in their own right. We got some guys who've competed at high levels, even on NBA floors. So again, although it would be great if we had that chemistry built in, no question about it, the guys we brought in will come together fast, and that whole intent will be to win a championship.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear. Larry, I look forward to the start of the season in a couple of weeks. Good luck going forward, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely. Hopefully after we make a deep run in the playoffs.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. I like that confidence.